welcome everyone. I think this time we're hoping to dig a little deeper into the structure of the Ontology Summit in terms of the track and sub-track. That's the first item on the agenda. And it might be helpful for those of you who are in front of a computer to take a look at what Arturo has created as a concept map, just so we can all be looking at the structure he put down. That's under the link that says that the version one of the concept map is now available and can be seen here under the first agenda item. Should pop up as a web page. Although I will say, Arturo, that I don't seem to be able to follow any of the links on the concept map when I tried clicking on them. But I'm not sure if that's... They all seem to point to something in university.edu, but they all come back as not found. Have you seen that, Arturo?
Ray, I have the map in front of me right now, and if you... Those who are listening and were able to go to that page, which is www.unf.edu/A. Sanchez and B1 for version 1, that should take us to the kind of the topmost level of the concept map. But try to click on the links. You have to first left-click, and you should see kind of a small pop-up menu there, and then you click on that link again. Maybe that's the gesture that we're missing. So for instance,
okay,
at the topmost level, it says Ontology Summit 2010, the ontologies of the future. On that node, there's a little icon there that looks like a document. So if you click once with the left button, you will see two links. One that says Ontology Getting Organized Wiki Entry, that should take you there. Let me just click on it and see what happens.
I think
it works for me.
I'm blocking a script, that's why. I see.
Sorry. So this works with JavaScript, so you need to enable JavaScript.
That's it.
Anyways, do you want me to very briefly go over the changes, Ray, or...
Sure, why don't you just very briefly, because it'll perhaps introduce people to what you're calling the different subtracts and things that we had been talking about last time.
Correct. So I took into account some of the comments that people offered last time to better name relationships and nodes, but again, this is a work in progress, and please let me know by going to, if you take a look at the nodes, this kind of right corner, there is a link there for suggestions. If you click on that, it will take you to send an email to the mailing list that Peter put together for this group. Or you can send me an email directly, asanchez@unf.edu, or you can post your comments directly on the wiki page. So there are plenty of avenues that you can use, or channels that you can use to communicate your suggestions to improve the concept map. So at the topmost level, we have the Ontology Summit 2010 is structured into tracks. And there are three instances at the first level of the track. The research track, as per Peter's suggestion in terms of naming, the content track, and the certification and accreditation track. Both the content track and the accreditation and certification track, the only thing that they have on the respective nodes are just links to the corresponding co-champions. So currently, content track, the co-champions are Leo Oberst and Michael Gruninger. Certification and accreditation track are Barry Smith and Nicola Guarino. And the research track now has 1, 2, 3, 4 sub-tracks. One is the existing content track, and the two co-champions are Anthony Galton and Arturo Sanchez, myself. Existing certification and accreditation track, the same co-champions. What I called in that opportunity, and now again, career opportunities track, And from the minutes of the last meeting, my understanding is that the names of Amanda Weisdom and Ralph Hudson were offered. I already heard some comments from Peter and Steve about possibly changing the name of that node into something having the name, the word professional in it. And again, if you let me know which one you like, I can take note of that, and version 2 will have it. And then there is another one that Peter has suggested from the last meeting to this meeting, and his suggestions are recorded on today's agenda about the future of ontologies track, and I have only, you know, put in the note that has been proposed of Peter Yim, and, you know, co-champions are to be defined, and there's a link there to the entry in the wiki, our wiki page for getting organized that takes us to that. So I essentially refined the existing content track and the existing certification and accreditation track, and you're welcome to follow the links. That would be the icon that looks kind of like a graph or like a tree. Once again, if you click once and then you click again on expand for the existing content track, then you will see the corresponding concept map for that. And then I followed kind of a pattern that a track produces some deliverables, then there are instances of deliverables. The ones that I have so far are examples of curricula models and examples of curricula implementations. And then I have gone to the level of explaining how this is presented in different countries. Of course, I'm familiar with the USA and specifically in computing, so that's why you will see that emphasis. My understanding is that Anthony will work on the UK side of things. So when you go all the way down from the existing content track to what it says, you know, a leaf node, which is the undergrad, and you click on that, there's the elaboration by knowledge area. And again, you can see the emphasis on computing. And there are links to the different curricula documents that come from ACM, IEEE. ACM is the Association for Computing Machinery. IEEE is the Institute for Electrical and Electronic Engineers, and they have a computer science society. Each of the top-level nodes for each of the concept maps take you back to the level it's coming from, so you can walk your way through again to the Ontology Summit 2010 food. And then there you can see under existing certification and accreditation track, when you expand it, again, that track produces certain deliverables. There are two examples there, examples of accreditation, examples of certification. And I drilled down at the USA level, and I wanted to highlight for accreditation an example of a USA accreditation organization, which is ABET, which is the one that accredits, you know, institutions such as my institution, the University of North Florida, in particular degrees in computing, engineering, technology, educational, and technology education. And also, I wanted to take the opportunity to give an example of certification organizations that target software development professionals. And I found IEEE CS, you know, Computer Society of IEEE, that offers a couple of credentials that are CSDA and CSDP, and the notes contain links to those. Just to make the point that I guess Mark Newsom was mentioning last time, a difference, you know, to establish a difference between accreditation that targets institutions and programs, and certification that targets professionals. Well, going back again to the topmost Ontology Summit node.
Excuse me?
Yes, sir.
Question. I think Mark's point was different, if I didn't misunderstand him. He said certification is a term which is used not just as a noun for giving somebody a certificate, but rather some subset of that, namely certification that you process is used in order to basically create a group of people who are allowed to work in a certain field. And without it, you are not allowed to work in it. So it's not an optional thing, but a mandatory thing in that particular area that you're working
in. Shouldn't that be licensing, if you're talking about that?
I'm not a native speaker of English. And that's just how I understood what his problem with the word certification was. And I wanted to note that. How I understood him, what he pointed out, what he understood the word certification means. And he didn't want to go...
I think it also means, I think what Mark was trying to get at is, he didn't want a negative process, right? So an exclusion. The certification that takes place, let's say Microsoft certification, which is additional training for networking and various other skills, and then you obtain a certificate. So that's a cost, but and some people require that, but some do not, some companies. So I think Mark was concerned that this would be something that excluded people.
Leo, yeah, may I say one thing? Leo, can you tune down your microphone a little bit if you can?
It's coming up pretty loud.
Right, it's coming.
This is Nicola in the meanwhile.
Okay, great.
How are you doing? So just to clarify the intention of the concept map, I wanted to establish a difference between what exists, but the group will propose as a result of this summit. So the latter would be the certification and accreditation track that the corresponding co-champions will shape. And if you go to the existing certification and accreditation track, I mentioned them as examples. So again, this is not excluding things that exist. This is just what I was able to find. And again, the community is more than welcome to, continue expanding these by attaching nodes as different examples that happen in different countries or even within this same country. So
yeah, this is Steve. Let me just jump in and say I think it's very important for people to recognize what Arturo just said. This is just a scan of existing things. We have an entire other track which is going to be defining and discussing what kind of certification and accreditation and or licensing or whatever else might be desired in the future.
A separation of concerns here, so that's kind of a key phrase, if you will.
Right.
So that pretty much concludes my comments on the concept map. And then just to finish my report, I talked about the draft survey questions last time, and we have not changed that, and I'm stating that on the agenda for today's meeting. So at this point, again, we're open to suggestions to improve, this concept map. That it's kind of a guiding blueprint for the summit. And I'm going to mute myself.
This is very helpful, actually. I think. To keep ourselves grounded here so that people can see what's happening. So thanks for that, Arturo, and appreciate your offer to take in additional comments and suggestions for maybe rewording. We can touch on some of that perhaps on today's call if we have time. I do want to check if Ralph had called in at this point. Are you there, Ralph?
Yes, I'm here, Steve. I'm here. I've been listening in for the last 10 minutes and clicking on the picture here and thinking of the word accreditation when certification comes up. That's another word that I encounter. Accreditation, yeah?
Right. I did want to, I mentioned at the beginning of the call that I wanted to give you a chance to jump in and jump out rather quickly if you wanted, but... if you're looking at that top-level concept map right now, under Research Track, then you can see the career opportunities where you and Amanda, I know you're online also, you might want to chime in at any point.
Yes,
the phone call is your opportunity.
I got that hard deliver. I explained to the group that I was up till 4 o'clock last night because I'm short of ontologists. we need more ontologists, otherwise I don't get any sleep. So the deliverables I have to make today, my main focus will be. So I want to think about where this is on the concept map with you, and I, after your reminder this morning to me, Steve, to join the call, I thought about what I'd like to say quickly in all of this area. But take me to the place you mentioned first.
Okay. Are you looking at the top level concept map?
Now I'm going back to it, yeah. And see the research track, the content track, and the accreditation.
Right. Okay. Under research track, the third one under there is the career opportunities track, which I'm wondering whether you might want to rename. And if you left click on the little icon there, you'll see it says co-champions of Amanda Weisdom and Ralph Hodgson.
The thoughts I had, Steve, were where does applying? I mean, the biggest need in the industry is to know how to put ontologists to work. It's one thing to build an ontology, but you build it, of course, with an intent and a context in mind, or multiple contexts in mind, but there are many things that have to be considered in the field of applied ontology work. So
just let me paraphrase for a minute here. The intent of this part of the research track, the career opportunities, if you like, is trying to get at the requirements aspect. Going up a level, the content track is going to be worrying about curriculum development for various needs, whether they be academic or professional. But that's going to feed off of, among other things, this career opportunity track, which will lay out.
In the career opportunity track, would it be right to think of that from an industry perspective as, what kind of jobs are there out there that require ontologists, and
what kind of jobs are out there, and what skills are needed for those jobs? I'd say would be on the professional side what we're looking for.
Yeah. So this is Amanda. I'd like to suggest, in the spirit of renaming, that perhaps this is the professional role and activities for something like this. So that is clearly focused not on marketing, but on what are people doing and what skills they need to do it.
Yeah.
But it's also including the academic one as well. It's going to have both of those in that subtract.
There are many kinds of ontologies, as I often say. So some of them are things which replace what has been done with traditional databases, some replace what has been done with XML and UML, and others are ontologies more of the reasoning kind. My main work that keeps me up at night is ontologies of the specification kind, from which you generate XML and XML schemas. And so these are different things in which people use ontologies. I would like to be I'd like to be informed by that in thinking about the opportunities for ontologists could extend into the traditional realms of enterprise data management, data exchange, recovery management, all kinds of things to be talked about there. And so I need some guidance, I guess, on what kind of expectation the group has for what we mean by
I wouldn't mind taking a stab at making a little concept map to go under that one that covers some of the things you were talking about, and basically looking at breaking it down different ways in terms of skill set, application context, research, you know, how applied versus how theoretical.
The pure applied dimension to it, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, in even within the applied, the fairly wide variation in what the ontologist actually does.
For the sense of interjecting here, I think that that's a great idea, Amanda, and that's the whole spirit of putting this together collaboratively. You can, once you have your concept map together, whatever you want to put together, all I need is an URL to it, and I just stick it there, and then the concept map keeps growing. You're not forced to use any specific tool. Whatever the two core champions think is more appropriate to present and elaborate the corresponding node, I'll create and send it to me.
Okay, well, if you take the lead, Amanda, I'll react to what you've done, and we can organize some time when we can do a one-on-one.
I would like to mention that it is, although the leaders of the subtract will probably do a lot of work, the intention is that you do all the work. It's more like that you guide the discussion that everybody can participate on. So it's,
exactly.
The intention is not that you do all that.
I was trying to get a word in edgewise here to back us up a bit and remind us all that this is a planning session for the Ontology Summit, which we're going to launch later this month. Which will be a larger community activity. And what we're trying to do here is provide the structure by means of co-chairs or co-champions to help guide the discussion. And we'll probably have some maybe split-off mailing lists. Peter, what are we going to do? We're going to have mailing list?
Yeah, we will have mailing lists with different topic subjects. And then we'll have panel discussions. And each track, there's a sort of overall session that kicks things off, and then there's a session that will launch, let's say, surveys and things. If we're doing that, which I'm sure, almost sure, we will now. And then there will be each track will get one virtual session, 2 hour, 2.5 hour type session, whereby you would like to either expose or consolidate your content, depending on how well that's progressed. Actually, Steve, while I have the floor, I wanted to make 2 points. One is we actually only, I echo what Fabian and Steve was saying. We are only here to do the meta discussion. The co-champions aren't supposed to wear the hat of the contributor per se. I mean, you can be another contributor after the summit has launched. The co-champion is supposed to help frame and guide and administer the discourse so that we can optimize the opportunity. So think of how to frame it. So along this line, what I would suggest Arturo could do is use your existing thing as an example, but do a more high-level, maybe simpler concept map that frames everything that we could use at the launch. Since we only have one more organizing committee meeting to do the launch, before the launch, so maybe this would be the time to say this. And if maybe by next meeting you have that sort of higher level framework that we could discuss, that would be one of the things we could use during the launch to tell people how their discussion would go, rather than going into the details.
This is Arturo Sanchez again. I'd be glad to help. The only thing is that I would need more clarification on what you mean by, you know, higher level and framework.
For example, let's say on your existing curricula, instead of just saying US, UK, then you say existing curricula by country or whichever way you want to frame it. And then at the launch, maybe we can get more volunteer. Maybe someone from Germany will say they will do the piece from Germany. Someone from Italy may say they will take care and so on. We will start to get more, or maybe we will say we'll do the survey, and after the survey results come back in, we'll pluck those contents back into the map. So instead of just saying, I mean, use UK and US as an example, but on your high level map, then you just say curricula broken down by country or whatever.
Well, actually,
can I say something about the concept map?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Well, I'm slow. I was slow in digesting it, and I joined the conference a little bit late. Anyway, looking at the picture, I have a number of issues. First of all, what's the difference between research track and content track? Because, of course, research is about content. And indeed,
Steve again. I want to just really quickly address that one, because I still think the research track name might be the bad, not a very good name. Very briefly, the research track is about the background, existing state of the situation, a background scan, if you like. And the content track is about curriculum development. That's the short
answer. We should rename those.
I agree. And I think even just calling it background or,
We can go back to environmental scan. We can go back to environmental scan or something like that. And
I think that's actually confusing because it sounds, I mean, it's an alien phrasing, I think, with no common meaning.
Environmental scan or
existing on policy training resources.
Well, why something I understood from the nodes is that what is now in the concept map under research track actually concerns the format, the scheme the way the single courses are organized, and not so much the proper content of these courses. So if this is not the case, I don't think it makes sense distinguishing the environmental stand from the new content development, because basically the same group of people should focus on content while taking existing experience into account. So distinguishing the history from the new development doesn't make sense to me.
Well,
Nicola, this is Leo. I think originally the idea was that the environmental scan, and I agree that that's bad terminology, really is addressing a survey of existing programs and types of accreditation and certification. The content will have that as input, but we'll develop a syllabus or curricula according to different criteria, possibly, but taking that survey into account.
Why didn't we include the requirement as the research track title? What do you all think about the title of existing programs and requirements instead of research track?
Okay, so,
I think that's better.
Actually, I was trying to make 2 points. My second point is we delegate a lot to the co-champions, so the only thing we need to get done at this meeting is to make sure we understand what everyone is doing, and then maybe get agreement on the labels.
If I could go back, I think it was Nicola's point, and Peter, tell me, correct me if I'm wrong. So I'm understanding from what you said earlier that and it isn't clear in the map, but that there's not intended to be a separation of the people working on the things. It's more of a sort of administrative service and facilitation role for the co-champions, but that doesn't mean that you can't be, I mean, presumably a co-champion on any of the background subtracks may be very vociferously involved in content provision.
Absolutely, you're exactly right. Yeah. So we I mean, as administrators, as the co-champions are the administrators. I mean, they could, I mean, be doing other things as, let's say, a summit participant and contribute. I'm sure almost, I mean, the research track will be coming out with surveys, and we look to everyone to provide input onto the survey, whichever track you are on. So the track co-champion is just an administrator role to try to help optimize the the exercise. And that's it.
Okay, so here is my suggestion. Instead of trying to get the labels here in the discussion, we just say everybody, the co-champions have to come up with the labels, and temporarily we call it track 1, track 2, track 3, and people need to come up, co-champions are responsible for finding a sexy name. Is that okay?
That sounds great.
Who's co-champion of the higher level research track?
There is one because what we want to do is to concentrate on the lower level one. I mean, at this point, I think that if we change that to background, if you will, I mean, to me, it's pretty self-explanatory. But again, you know, we're preaching to the choir here, so people can get, you know, very sophisticated when it comes to naming relationships and have all sorts of arguments. To me, this is just a small tool that allows me to communicate ideas to human beings. So
we're not talking about the tool, we're just talking about the labels of the track, independent of
why don't we just say background for that first track?
Maybe survey of the landscape.
No, survey is even already getting into methodology. I just say background, which will have existing stuff, it'll have requirements, all the stuff that will feed into what we're calling the, I would say, curriculum track rather than content track.
It's basically a terrain walk, right?
Right, exactly right.
But by the way, I see existing ontology training resources.
That's another.
I think we are wasting our time if we discuss the label. I mean, we are all ontologists. We know the labels don't matter. This matters. And let's call it track one and be done with it. And if the co-champions want to change the names, then fine with it. But let's not be on this level. Let's not waste our time.
Yeah, I tend to agree with Fabian. We should spend more time making sure we know what we are doing and know we are not overlapping, or even if we are overlapping, we are intentionally doing it. I think that's probably a better discussion.
Yeah, okay. By the way, if we insist on using this... Sorry.
I just wanted to say one quick thing, this is Steve, to sorry, Ralph can go off and get a nap or keep working. Ralph, you and Amanda's buy-in that you will be willing to work together on hearing and facilitating that subject,
yes,
essentially the requirement.
Absolutely, I agree. We'll work together, and the facilitation that we'll be doing on this will, of course, be guided by the discussion. I'm listening in and hearing how you're advising it as a framing of all this. So I'll continue to listen while I work. The last thing I want to say about this has to do with the process that we're in. Amanda, perhaps we need to meet in a week or within this week or within next week. I have no idea what process we have here, what deadlines we have, and how to engage in.
I'm thinking since the launch is on the
10th,
probably kind of short order.
Right, right. Let me mention the logistics. The organizing committee meets every Tuesday at this time.
Yeah.
So we'll have one more organizing committee meeting in the Thursday that follows that. I mean, our next meeting will be the launch. After the launch, we have 3 months to do virtual things like mailing list discussions, virtual panel sessions, and so on. And after those 3 months, there'll be 2 days of a face-to-face symposium at Gaithersburg. And those two dates are already locked in, and they will be March 15 and 16.
Okay, so the next time Amanda and I have to meet this week, I think. Is that right? We should meet again this week.
Right. That would be good if you guys could do that, talk, you know, one-on-one.
So can someone make sure I... Well, Amanda, you could find me. I have to complete my entry on Ontolog so you can know how to get in touch with me.
Sure. I think I've got your email around somewhere, too.
Okay, all right. That's great.
Okay, good. I just wanted to get that one settled then.
Okay.
I would suggest to conflate, which is now future of ontology track with the career opportunities track, because I believe it's a very subtle distinction that is made here, and it's almost impossible to, you know, distinguish that, because the career opportunities track will be about, well, obviously what the careers, the career opportunities are for people who start now their careers and continue into the future. So I think it's probably wise to just have them in one track.
Let's jump to that item on the agenda. That's agenda item number 4 on the bullet, because I think that does blend in with what we've just been discussing. Peter, do you want to say anything about that?
If you want me to start now, yes. I can see sort of the existing contract and content and existing certification. I'm using Arturo's labels now versus the career opportunities. One is on academia and the other is on sort of professional and real life industry type scenario. And then I can see these three addressing more the existing and the history of what is there, and the future looks into the future, because we our overall theme is creating the ontologists of the future, and I think that's why I wanted to pull in people who actually has a career to help sort of study what future needs. I mean, there are very specific methodologies to systematically study the future. So, I mean, that's why I was hoping, for example, if we are training ontologists, can someone please answer first? I mean, are we looking to train like 1,000 more people, or are we looking to train 100,000 more people? When? I mean, next year or in 5 years' time, in 10 years' time? I mean, these are some of the things that I don't think the existing survey or existing environmental scan will give, but we could use some future study methodologies to expose them.
Amanda, what did you say?
Oh, I was just going to say, I think that the future piece would not really fit under background, but there is a piece that does go easily with the to be renamed career opportunities track, which is if we have a basic framework of looking at what are the roles and contexts in which people are doing ontology, and we simply, it's very natural to tack on there. And what is the feature of that particular, you know, version of the activity?
That's definitely a piece there in, I mean, the current label of the career opportunities track. But from sort of going back to the environmental scan perspective, one of the key roles of that of this track actually is to scan sort of the counterpart of academia. I mean, who is providing training? I mean, top quadrant, maybe SAM Sphere is, maybe clock and partials and so on. I mean, someone scans those to see, I mean, who is offering those training as well.
In-house training as well, I think.
All in-house training, yeah.
But I have a visceral reaction to the word training. You train dogs.
and train
horses. I when we were doing this for IBM, when I was at IBM, when objects were happening, we thought about how do we have an object university? How do we train many people to become object-oriented? And there I use the word training, just fall into that trap again. The way we thought about this was competency development. We speak of it as competency development, and we spoke of a transition. What is the transition we're asking to happen from what skill set to what other skill set? And when we thought about that for COBOL people, it was different consideration from database people, from C people, and from Fortran people. So there's a thought in my head about competency development here, belonging in this picture somewhere. And
just one remark, Ralph. In previous meetings, we discussed the idea of having a competency development framework, which would be many-headed and involve many institutions contributing small parts.
Right.
The central organizing part would be some sort of accreditation program, which would be modular in the sense that those people who already had training in COBOL or Fortran or XML would not necessarily need to take those modules.
Yes.
And in this way, we can create some sort of standard baseline set of competencies which every accredited person would have.
Yes.
And I think that addresses some of your issues with regard to the multiplicity of entrants, and we shouldn't concern ourselves too much with picking the typical entrant. The typical entrant is usually not good at doing ontology. So what we need to do is find ways of raising the level of competency for ontology work, which itself is somewhat multiple, but at the moment it's chaotic. And it's actually such that many of the people trying to play the role of ontologists are making things worse.
I suggest, Barry, I think that's a good point, and it sounds to me, though, that suggests the existing certification and accreditation track, if we're really doing a scan of how people learn to do this, if that's what that track is supposed to be, then it would seem to be that an additional piece of that would be and actual learning paths.
I would say actual successful and recommendable learning paths. We want to know where good courses are being taught. People who can do this work are being trained.
I'm thinking we want to know both. Our future directions work in the content and certification and accreditation track, I hope, will take advantage of lessons learned. What's not working now?
Right, so we've got what's working when things is the scan, as you say, man. And then we've got this whole other track, which is now what do we do? What do we want? How are we going to structure it?
Can I say something? By the way, I only have a few minutes. Maybe the research track is actually concerning educational institutions addressing questions like who is delivering content, so to speak. Okay, so the institution, the educational institution, delivers some content. And this content is evaluated from accreditation bodies in order to be accredited, in order for people to be certified. So maybe we have three areas: the educational structure, the the content structure and the accreditation mechanism. But by the way, just a clarification to Barry, because Barry said accredited persons. And as far as I understand, in the discussion we had last time, persons are certified and institutions are accredited. So as far as I understood also from Mark Newton's clarification, people are not accredited. Am
yeah,
I correct?
That's fine. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This is just terminologically, but by the way,
institutions are accredited, people are certified and/or licensed. Is the other
okay. That's fine. Right. And content is evaluated by accreditation bodies. So accreditation bodies take the content and evaluate it according to certain principles or criteria or whatever. Well, possibly independently of the particular structure of the curriculum, let's say whether, for instance, a given content is delivered at the master level or at the PhD level or whatever, or in a professional course in a company, these are things which depend on the way educational bodies are organized.
I have to take issue with that a little bit. I am actually off and on one of the ABET examiners, actually, for engineering programs here in the U.S., and I think it does matter a great deal whether the particular curriculum we're examining is part of a master's program or a PhD or whatever. So I would say it is really the curriculum, and in that curriculum, let's take a look at what content you are delivering.
Hmm. And along the same lines, I think it is important also to differentiate between what institutions are offering and whether or not there are bodies that are putting forward curricular models that can be used as reference point to develop specific curricula. So, and all of those elements are currently in the concept map, albeit not with the names that you like, but you know, that's, we need to come up to some conclusion. We're kind of going in rounds with respect to different names and et cetera, and hopefully I don't want to start to diverge again.
Can I suggest, I think that one of the reasons why the names thing is really, I do think that we all understand it's not really about the names, but it's an attempt to clarify the concept. And I think one reason we're having so much confusion is because of the very different relationships between these things, certainly in the U.S. and Europe, but even within the U.S., but, you know, in academics and industry. I mean, most working ontologists in the U.S. did not learn to do ontology at any academic institution.
Right.
Period, end of sentence. They learned something else, which they partially apply along with a lot of other stuff. So most, you know, companies that have been doing, or organizations that have been doing applied ontology or have staffs of applied ontologists for a while have developed their own curricula and training programs to, and on the job class, you know, mentoring and so forth, to train what they think that people need to know. And I think we very much need to harvest that. It's not
mm-hmm.
clear to me under what heading, under what track.
I think all that harvesting would be under the whole left-hand track, that research or background track.
Yeah.
We're doing all the harvesting.
I envision possible duplication. I mean, not that we can keep, we can coordinate this, I think, if we use the mailing list to say, hey, I'm going to dive in on this thing and double check and nobody else is doing it. But I could easily see the organization-specific training programs information going under the professional roles and content.
I don't think, let me give you my definition of this. I don't see any overlap here. Existing content is where I would see all professional, academic, training of any sort is collected. That's what's called existing content. Existing certification and accreditation is any programs that actually provide some sort of approval, just identifying it but not getting into the content, if you like. And then the career opportunities track, so-called, I would say, has more to do with the requirements, the skills requirements.
Right. So that might refer back to that first track.
Okay.
And looking at the particular roles that people have might include reference back to the first track. And the people who do this in this way for a living tend to have this kind of background as discussed over there. Does that sound right?
I don't understand your point. Could you say that again?
So in career opportunities, looking at the various forms the ontologist job takes, what people do and what skills they need to do it, and/or how they've prepared for it, seems to me like that's a pretty critical part of the definition of those things. But I can see, so looking at yours, what you just said, that perhaps the existing content track has that in-house training and everything else.
I would say the career opportunities has to do with what are the requirements, what skills are needed,
right,
how companies build up those skills. The how part is in the existing content track, whether it's a formal training program or in-house training.
Sure. I'm just thinking that it'll make life a little easier if you're related in some way. What skills are needed.
As you said before, this is just a way of organizing the discussion.
Right.
It's not independent. All of this is interdependent. That makes it hard to organize it, but we need to have some way of organizing it. Right.
Very right. Yes.
Yeah.
I think we can follow it up.
This is all one summit, don't forget. So we need to just make sure that everyone is watching, especially the co-chairs, have to be watching the other sub-tracks to see and inform each other, I think, of what all is happening, especially if you split into separate mailing lists. We want to make sure people are informed and we don't start stovepiping and duplicating.
We had last year a scheme whereby some small group was responsible for creating summary emails each week of what had been decided by the different groups.
We talked about it. We never sort of implemented it because I assume...
Are you volunteering, Peter?
No. I said, you were talking about last year. I was just sort of trying to clarify the history. State the history. I mean, we did talk about it, but
at least an attempt.
The sub-track chairs perhaps could just send off a little thing periodically to say where things are going, and actually a little, I would imagine, one way a sub-track chair, co-chair, could keep things organized is by maintaining a wiki with the main salient points, much as what we did last year.
I think 2 years ago we did that this way, where the people who were organizing the tracks would have a wiki page and put things there and summarize the discussion. The problem was, just from my experience, that sometimes the discussion wasn't reaching a conclusion. So, you ended up a little bit with, it was not as nice, it didn't lend itself very well to coming up with some communicating.
I have to go, guys. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, thanks for attending. I do think that is the primary purpose of the facilitation role,
is to try and synthesize, keep things on track, and sort of interpret the dialogue that's going on so that we can make some statements. Even today's dialogue, you know, what we, I would synthesize to say we have gotten commitments from Amanda and Ralph to lead up and name the sub-track, which is currently named Career Opportunities Track. And that's one concrete thing that came out of today's meeting. And then lots of discussion, which has not been resolved, as you say, Fabian, for the names of the sub-track themselves. And I think our conclusion there is that we're going to let the co-champions synthesize a good name for each of those sub-tracks.
Yes, and as I think about leaving the call myself, Steve, I'm left with one important thought, I think, about the experience of this call, and that has to do with the gesture that is in this diagram or in this initiative, which is, I think, could be thought of like the methodology theory of constraints, where you assess the current reality, you think about the future reality, in the transition you want to make. So in the research, I didn't understand research track when I first looked at these pictures. Now, I think it's research for the intent of establishing the current reality, and then there's a future thing in here which is perhaps deserves refactoring somehow in this picture, but I'm left with a strong impression that we're surveying what it is companies like myself, my own company, is doing on the teaching, the mentoring that happens, competency development, all of that, to form the state of the world in terms of current reality. Yeah? The future reality state is the more interesting one. What is it we envision we want to have? Yeah? Am I right in making that statement? Is that the right impression to be left with on the call?
Yes, on the future,
absolutely.
I think so. And the future thing is divided now into two parts. One part of the future where we think about what the content should be that is going to be taught, and the other one is more about the formal aspects of how do we get certification through, how do we talk about, and how do we accreditate programs. So
the grounding of what the current reality is an undertaking that deserves attention and care and surveying. And Amanda, you're familiar with, I think many people on this call know what kind of things are happening out there in the world, and I can bring certain perspectives to it, but we have to be inclusive, and to be inclusive requires facilitation, the process, and this is what this forum strives to do. Yeah? I look to PDEM to keep us, and Steve, of course, on track for all of, and all of us on track for that. Yeah? So I leave the call now, and wait for a way to be in touch with Amanda. I think you'll send me a message, perhaps. Yeah?
Yes, I will.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, Ralph. Thank you.
Thanks, Will. Folks, I have to leave, too. This is Leo. Is Michael Gruninger on the phone?
He was.
Okay. Yes, I am.
Oh, he is.
Oh, yes. Mike, I sent you some stuff, but maybe we should talk offline.
Sure.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Oh, okay. Can I say one thing before the co-champions leave? On under 24D0, I thought of one thing is framing the discussion and deliverable as answers to a handful of questions. So if we, maybe one suggestion is we can each track sort of say these are the few questions we are asking and or trying to answer by facilitating this discourse. So could you reduce that to maybe a few pertinent questions? I mean, this is one way we could launch by saying, okay, this track tries to this track tries to answer these few questions. This track tries to answer these few questions, and so on.
Sure,
I think that's a good idea. I think All right, Amanda, you okay with that?
I am. Okay. Can I make one more suggestion on the refactoring?
Let me check it before you get into that. Arturo, you all right with that suggestion, or Anthony?
Yeah, these are two sentences here. Actually, you know what? While all of you were offering your suggestions, I thought that maybe as an alternative, it would be easier just to start with a linear set of questions that are going to frame the
discussion.
Summit. Yeah. Of just, you know, building this concept map that it looks like it's going to be a point of discussion every time that we meet. And it is laborious to maintain it, etc. So if we come back to something simpler, which is, you know, these are the questions that the summit wants to answer, and then we just let people work on different answers to the question. That would probably be easier from an organizational point of view. So I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, sounds great.
Folks, I have to drop.
Bye-bye. Okay, see you, Leo. I do think it's helpful, though. We don't want to throw out the idea of some kind of structure because it allows us to subdivide and sort of break the problem into smaller problems.
I completely agree with you, Steve, and I think that, I mean, by hearing, you know, your explanation, I think that you and I are on the same page. But obviously there are divergent opinions as to, you know, whether the concept map should be used. And Nicola just posted a note saying that it looks more like an organizational map than a concept map. So we go back to these, you know, kind of ontological questions again about, you know, whether the tool that we are using is the appropriate one, whether it could be better. It's kind of preventing us from going deeper into what we really want to do for the summit. You know what I mean? So
I think we just have to make some decisions, and I guess Barry and I, as co-chairs of the whole summit, need to just sort of come down on a few things, because otherwise we will be endlessly debating how we even go about framing the display of the topic. So I would say this concept map is very helpful. I think we should perhaps rename some of these to make it clearer what the intention is, especially at the first level of track, just keep moving forward. I think the question idea is useful. We should do that.
I think that's buy-in
on the part of set traps. Yes, Amanda?
I think the problem, the map doesn't liquidate as much as you might expect is because there's very little content on the nodes, right? So except for labels, well, that's what we talked about. But having a link to, the wiki page or the track, which says, you know, these are the questions it's trying to answer, boom, you know, you've got a lot of clarity right there.
Well, if you click on track, so there is definition of the track. And you will have at least, I mean, they are not linked, unfortunately, the research, what is now called research track, is not linked directly with the definition, but you need to go, that's a little bit confusing to get one step further. I am the hierarchy to find the definition there, but there are definitions. I mean, I think it's just important to think about it. I mean, the idea of this whole structure is to have a structure to form, shape the discussion. I think all of the discussion is going to be interdependent. So the idea of making to really isolate the discussion from each other is not going to work, and it's not even what we want. So as long as people are roughly on the same page, what the goals of the different tracks are, and then we are fine. We will see that if there's a boundary question, the people who are in charge of these various tracks can just clarify that with each other when the problem comes up. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I agree. This is a finite exercise anyway. I mean, the whole thing is finished in March, so I don't think we want to over-design it. I do think we are all pretty much on the same page as far as existing, you know, terrain walk, background, whatever we want to call it, creation of a curriculum, content, whatever we want to call it, and then a sort of a methodology or infrastructure for certification, accreditation, and licensing is the other one. And I think we're all more or less in those two clouds agreeing with one another.
Right.
Well, I would ask perhaps just one other thing, which is Arturo, if you wouldn't mind providing a little more one link on the research track, if you're going to call it background or terrain walk, you could put all those words into a node that clarifies the definition of that first higher level track. And then we leave it to the sub-track co-champions to do similar clarification to their heart's content for the sub-tracks of that.
Yeah, I can do that. And we can, if you don't mind, we can correspond via the group mailing list.
Right, right. That's what we should do. We should really start to get work done over the mailing list rather than waiting for the Tuesday meetings, because we've only got one more meeting to launch, and we want to be very clear when we launch how we want the community to react so that we can get our answers.
Right. And I think the main point today and next week is just to get the structure in place, and I think we're making good progress there. We've got this structure. We need to refine or clarify some of the definitions, but at least we've got people who are willing to run with each of those components. So that's the critical piece. Without that, we're in big trouble, but we've got that. So that's all good.
Do we have suggestions for the subtrack of the contour track and the certification and accreditation track, or rather I should call them track 2 and track 3, to follow my own advice?
Yes. What about it?
Do we have subtracks for them? I mean, we have so far talked about the subtracks of the track 1.
Right. I think that's really a call for those co-champions. I know that Leo and Michael are going to be talking offline. If they think it's helpful to break it out, let's let them do that. I don't think we need to
discuss
go into all that detail to keep it going. And
yeah, I think the idea is to make straw man proposals as soon as possible so then people can criticize them.
Right. Yeah, do it over the mailing list. Yeah, don't wait till next Tuesday.
Right. Well, I want to bring this back, because I also have another conference call in about 19 minutes, so I want to try and see if we can wrap this one up. We've talked on the first agenda item of structuring, certainly the substructure of the research track. We've done the third and fourth topics to a certain extent, although we didn't really conclude the fourth agenda item, whether or not the future of ontologist track should be combined with the career opportunities or requirements track. I know Amanda had mentioned that. I'm kind of agreeing with that possible combination there. If we want to try and wrap that up,
can I say the way Peter characterized it, it is really different. And I'm not sure we'll even find somebody competent enough to, I mean, I wouldn't know how to do what Peter laid out in the coming up with, I don't know, a good estimation of how many ontologists we need in the future. Seems to be rather ambitious.
Can I make a comment?
Yes.
But first of all, I think that the identification of career opportunities needs to include academic career opportunities as well as commercial career opportunities. And I think that if you do statistics, you will find that a large fraction, I'm not sure whether it's more than 50%, but certainly a large fraction of the available jobs for oncologists are in the academic domain. And then the second point I wanted to make was that it was presupposed by many, I think by Ralph particularly, who's probably never attended an oncology summit before, that what we're engaged in here is some kind of research. And I think that part of it is lobbying, part of it is creating new institutions and forcing people to come out of the woodwork to identify themselves and to involve themselves in creating those new institutions, including things like new curricula and so forth. And so it shouldn't be expressed in terms of the research question, how many ontologists will we need in 24 months' time? Rather, it should be expressed in terms of the changing the world question, which is, namely, how can we change the world in such a way that we can do something to alleviate the current shortage of ontologists in
Absolutely.
A way which can be recommended as being a positive contribution rather than just creating more people who will make things worse.
if I may. So I totally agree with you, and that's the question, I guess, Barry and Steve will answer as sort of the general chair. I mean, but filtering down, then let's say if we still use the research label and still use the futures label, then it filters down to certain questions that have to be answered at a more granular level. So I think we are all agreeing. So,
Peter, since you are nominating yourself and Elizabeth Florescu as a possible co-champion of this much more far-reaching, what does the world need and how are we going to make it come about kind of thing, are you willing to take that on as a discussion?
Yeah, we will take that on. Actually, I mean, let me start by saying, a standard sort of tagline that a futurist would say, if you want to find out who's going to be the next president, you do a Gallup poll. But if you want to find out the future of physics, you don't go out and poll people. You talk to experts. And the future of ontologists, I mean, it's that kind of expert questions that require certain tools. Delphi has been a tool since, I guess, the World War II on how to get the best out of expert opinions. And of course, that methodology has been adopted to online forums and so on. And that's one thing that I'm trying to introduce. But at the end of the day, all we will put out actually would be a set of questions that we will run, like a survey that will run back within the communities to all the experts, maybe to a certain group of invited experts in different different segments, maybe in academia, in the professional and industry, and so on, and then see how they respond to those questions. That's all. I'm purely under sort of introducing the methodology and facilitating that discussion or that conversation rather than coming up with what the future is. I guess, I mean, the community will be coming up with the answers.
Well, no, because, I mean, after you've done a survey or a Delphi or whatever, someone has to then synthesize and interpret the feedback and, state it. Is that what you are also expecting to do?
Yes. At least partly, at least to the first level of, I mean, getting the results compiled, I would maybe then the symposium or the later part of the communique will be sort of the grand synthesis of some of that. Of course, not just this part, but all the other parts, all the other surveys and so on.
So what do the rest of you all think about that? Is it worthwhile to have an additional, whether it's under the research, which would then take on a slightly different nature? It's not the background and the certain terrain scan that we've been talking about so far. It's going into the future.
Pinging the experts as to what the future is like, and then synthesizing and compiling those insights.
I think that's very, very interesting. I know nothing about futures research whatsoever, and so this could be a trivially answered concern. But when I look at this, I wonder how it relates to identifying who the ontologists are now, because I think we have a lot of people going under a lot of different headers that are in the arguably the same career field broadly, and I don't know how this kind of methodology identifies.
Well, let's not work the problem here today, because we're just still trying to get organizationally centered here. But if there's a general positive feeling that this would be helpful, then I'd say let's let Peter and Elizabeth loose on it, and we'll try and make sure it fits in a clear way into this picture so that people don't get confused.
Well, if it doesn't fit under the track one, just create a track four, and then it's
exactly.
Track one is the current state, and track four is the future. Instead of trying to bend the definition in a way that all fits, just create a new one.
Yeah.
Right. Actually, I would agree with that. I think that way the first track, as you call it, I mean track one, is indeed the current state. And sort of pulling it all together as resource material. And then track two is the curriculum development. Track three is the certification and accreditation and licensing. And track four is the future.
What I was going to propose earlier was that actually it moves up to that one level higher, but it is part of the terrain walk, if I'm understanding Peter correctly, because it's both. The other pieces of research track are saying, this is the way it is on the ground right now, right? This future of ontologist type of thing, this is what we think is going to happen. Both of those inform what is the content of training that's needed and how should it be distributed, et cetera.
Yeah, but personally, I think, if we still use the research label, then it still belongs there. But if we start changing labels, then obviously, it may or may not. But one thing though, if I may say a few more words, is what I need to come up with is a list of experts, a list of succinct questions, a set of instructions on how people could participate, how the experts could participate. And then I need a steering committee to design and sort of vet the succinct questions. And so two answers I needed from this group. One, the go ahead to move on this subtrack, and two, to get a steering committee together. And my first proposal is all the track and subtrack co-champions plus the general chairs to be in the steering committee.
I worry, Peter, that you're putting in too much administration on something that's going to be over in 3 months.
All right. There are actually tools to do this, which makes it fairly simple. Which comes to my next point is if the other subtracts under research are doing surveys, the tools that I'm going to use actually have all the survey tools. If we want to just come up with one set of survey that addresses sort of everyone's questions, I can help develop the survey as well from your questions. So I can do the logistics and the mechanics of the survey, but I mean not the content of the survey. From let's say the academic and the professional and the industry.
That's a good open question. Could I ask you perhaps the following? In the interest of time, we've been at this for quite some time now.
Mm.
Could you, Peter, perhaps mail that suggestion out to the organizing mailing list right now?
Okay.
And let's get some feedback on that way, because I think we could have another hour's discussion about how each of the subtracts want to carry out their area, whether it's through survey or email discussion or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole new idea all of a sudden here. And I know I've got to get going, so.
Okay. That's fine. So just do I get to go ahead? And because the survey thing is a different questions altogether.
Yeah. I say, as far as I'm concerned, you have to go ahead for this new topic, and we can perhaps resolve whether it's a, some of us I think feel it belongs at the higher level of the fourth track, making it cleaner that the so-called research track is existing, the existing state of things, or the alternative is making it more a broader category of this thing called research track, but then it becomes difficult perhaps to articulate what's in it. So that's one pending question we have. Perhaps we can resolve by email. And then the second pending question is the one you just raised as to the use of survey instruments individually, together, and whether we want to come out with one broader...
I think that I don't even need to ping the whole group. I mean, I would only need to ping, let's say, Arturo, Anthony, Amanda, and Ralph.
Okay.
To find out if they're doing surveys, and if they do surveys, whether all three of us put up one survey, or, I mean, all four subtracts put up the four different surveys, or all four subtracts come up with one survey. But that's sort of a much lower level question.
That sounds fine. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I'm sounding like I'm trying to wrap things up, because it is. I'm trying to wrap things up. is there anything else we feel we have to cover today? Because we have actually achieved a few things, commitments and things. And I think, importantly, if people will please engage on the email to perhaps state their positions on the organizations of the track, that would be sufficient, I think.
Yeah, the only one thing I want to emphasize, maybe Steve, you can sort of put out an email, Steve and Barry, to guide it, is by the next call, this next Tuesday, we should be ready for the launch. We should sort of do a final wrap-up on what we are going to say at the launch.
Okay. All right.
Because the launch will be 2 days after the next organizing committee meeting.
So, Steve, maybe you and I can communicate by email before the next meeting, just to make sure that we agree on the overarching framework.
Okay, that sounds good. Let's do that. We'll
talk on the phone if we should be able to do a lot by email, I would think.
I think so. Okay, is there anything else that we need to discuss here today?
We still owe Anthony the discussion on Ontology Summit versus Voice 2010.
Well, that was an item we didn't touch on. I think that sounds like motherhood to me. I mean, sure, of course we want to help leverage. And in that sense, maybe, Michael, you're helping to coordinate the Voice, right? Is Michael still there?
Maybe on mute.
Might be on mute, or maybe I'll fire him an email to see what he thinks could be done there. You're right, we didn't discuss that. Maybe we could touch on that by email, and if we haven't resolved it, we could touch on it during next week's call then. Put it on the agenda.
Yep. I'll restate that on the agenda.
Right. All right. Okay. With that, I think, why don't we... call it a day on today's call, and but don't just forget everything. Try and engage on email, everyone, so that we can make some progress before next week's call. Next week is same time as this week, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay,
right.
That's great.
All of the rest.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Keep in touch.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.